Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm Wayne Tucker. Today, an extra special presentation coming at you, the J. Terry Hines story. Now, have you ever heard of him, J. Terry Hines? Well, if you were around 40 or 50 years ago and you were tuned in to the Newfoundland music scene at all, you probably have. And that's because back in the early 1960s, in these old stomping grounds of the Bay St. George, Port-au-Port area, Terry Hines was lead singer of popular groups like the Big Beats, the Stringbusters, and the Shindigs. And by the mid-1960s, Terry had moved to St. John's, and there he sang with one of the city's most popular pop groups, the Lincolns. By the late 1960s, Terry was off to Toronto, singing with rhythm and blues bands like Magnetic Force and Band X. And by 1970, he was a TV star in T.O., hosting and singing on the popular television program At the Caribou. In the mid-70s, Terry sang and recorded with the popular bands Good Time and later still Scrunchins. But by the mid-1980s, Terry had backed away from the music scene somewhat, taking various day jobs while still keeping his finger in the musical pie. Now today, at 74, J. Terry Hines remains a musical force to be reckoned with. And the good news for fans is he's recently moved to St. John's. And who knows, you may soon find yourself dancing to the rhythm and blues beat of a new Terry Hines band. Now to find out more about this remarkable and inspiring man, well, stay tuned for the next hour as Terry and his lifetime musical colleague Gary Tilley share their musical memories of yesteryear. But first, let's set the mood. Here's a sample of Terry's music from 1970. This is Terry's own composition, It Feels So Good.
Forgive me, girl, if I seem to stare, but I could have swear that we met somewhere, maybe in my dream, or are you a dream? It's been so long since I felt this way. Oh, please don't go, I beg you to stay here in my arms forevermore.
From his first record that was released way back in 1970 on the Caribou label, you just heard the great vocals of J. Terry Hines with his own composition, Feels So Good. I really like the man singing, hope you do too. And you're listening to Newfound Records today, a special presentation, the J. Terry Hines story. Now, a month or so ago, I had the great pleasure of interviewing Terry and his lifelong musical buddy, Gary Tilley. And throughout the show today, you're going to hear excerpts from that interview mixed in with a sampling of Terry's music. Over the next hour, Terry's going to tell you about his grandfather, who was a great scat man. He'll tell you about always finishing second in talent shows, about his appearances on the Art Andrews Dance Party and his appearances on Harry Hip's TV series. Terry will also tell you about his exceptionally popular groups, Good Time and Scrunchins, and he'll also let you know what he's up to today, now that Terry Hines has returned to the City of Legends 50 years after he first performed here. And right now, listen up as J. Terry Hines tells you about his musical origins. What were your first memories of hearing music around your family or wherever it might have been?
Yeah, my dad.
Tell me about him.
He played the fiddle.
And his name?
A little bit of piano. Sang when he drank.
What was your father's name?
Joe.
Where would you hear him play? In the house? Or?
Yeah.
And where their house parties?
I heard him play in the house, in the shed, in the barn. I heard him play just about any place you want to mention. They played a lot in those days.
Do you remember the instruments that like he would have played on? What were those instruments again, you said? Fiddle?
My daughter, yeah. He played a couple of chords on the guitar also, but fiddle was his main instrument.
Do you remember his instrument, like where it came from? Was it homemade or?
No, I can't remember. It was passed down from his grandfather. We still have the fiddle. Now, my grandfather was a great scat man. You know, that kind of stuff.
But was there much of that sort of thing? Like
back then it was, because not a lot of places had musical instruments, and if they had wanted to have a little dance, anybody who could scat a jig, he was a star.
And would there be musical accompaniment?
Or somebody playing the spoons or clapping their hands, playing on a bread pan or something like that, you know. Use what you have. And if it was only your tongue, well, it's there it is. There was 13 of us all together. And there's three gone, so.
Wow. How many of them turned out to be musical?
A few of us.
Because Vicky we know about.
Vicky you know about here, yes, great work she does with the Cohen thing.
Yes.
And brother Chris and brother Sean, the Hines brothers, they were kind of popular in here for a while. Yeah, and brother Tom was one of the premier piano players here in Newfoundland when we were young fellas. Rock and roll, that is, boogie woogie.
Next, Terry talks about his boyhood memories of weekly dances and his very first appearance on the stage. It was with his brother, Tommy.
In those days, it was parties, music around, and we had dance every weekend. There used to be a dance in Cashin's Hall and the Protestant Hall. We used to be little guys that hide under the steps, listen to the music. Amos Porter, Keith Porter, and all those old guys. Every week, my mom and dad used to go to the dances. There was always music in our place. Always music. Radio Beyond. Wonderful time.
I found in the Western Star, 1952, there was a production staged by Presentation Convent pupils, The Doll's Wedding. And one of the participants was listed as a Terry Hines from Port au Port.
That's me.
You remember anything about that?
Yes, I do, yeah. Not much, because it was things that you got to do this, Terry, you got to do that. You got to do this. It was a concert put on by the nuns.
Do you think you sang in that, or did you have a few lines? Or?
I was the one wild and crazy kid. For some reason or other, I used to always end up in the concerts. We used to have St. Paddy's concert and Easter concerts and stuff like that when I was a little guy. And you were either step dancing or you were the mean widow kid in the play.
Did you like that, doing that stuff?
Yes, kept you out of school. Yes, Brother Tom and I step danced together when I was 7 and he was 5. First time we were on stage. It was in the hall in Port au Port on Berry Head. Put us on a St. Patrick's concert. We were kind of shy in those days. I mean, we must look at the audience for 5 minutes before we started to dance, but he started to jig it with 8 times. We were still looking.
You're listening to the J. Terry Hines Story, a special presentation of the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Next, Terry speaks of black music, Elvis and rockabilly, and his first band, the Big Beats.
I think it was, I was about 13 or 14, was the first time we heard Elvis Presley. Well, we were already into the black music because we used to pick up the stations from Buffalo. They were all black stations. So we were into people like Muddy Waters, Little Richard, Fast Domino, Lloyd Price, all those old things. We learned so much black music when we were young fellas that we didn't know that white people sang them kind of songs until we heard old White Bucks, Patty Moon, singing. Horrible, horrible man to sing a rock and roll song.
Rocky Wiseman was sitting in here a few years ago saying exactly the same thing that you're telling me now.
Thank you, Rocky. If you ever listen to this, thank you very much. We're on the same page. That was beyond bubblegum. You know, a man wearing white bucks, you know, come on. We used to sit in Herb Parsons' garage, me and Sweet Pea, Junior Parsons. And we used to sit there, myself, him, Brother Tom, used to play the scrub board, the washing board, and his friend, Beach Bird, Bobby Parsons, played the bread pan. Yeah. And we used to get in there trying to imitate the rockabillies when we heard it all, because everything was guitar then, when you heard that, eh? The other plate was all big band stuff, you know, like even Little Richard and those guys, they had a big orchestra with them. Yeah. And then when I heard Jerry Lee on the piano and Fast Domino, I got into the piano.
Did you play piano yourself?
A little bit. Hmm. I don't play any instrument. I use it. I always tell people that. I use the guitar to accompany me singing. Right. I use the piano to accompany me singing. Don't ask me to pick you out anything or play you a tune, but I can play for me. The first band that we had was in 1960, the Big Beats. Armin White and Bernie White, Benny White. It was three whites, and I eventually ended up playing the drums in the band. But that was the first start. And it was the same thing there. We were doing mostly black music.
Okay. It's time for a wee break, but stay right where you are, because on the other side, you'll hear a rare recording of Terry and the Shindigs.
Wives, yours may be part of the 72%. Did you know that 72% of all Canadians with Alzheimer's disease are women? Take a moment, learn the 10 warning signs. Talk to the Alzheimer's Society. We can help, and you can help us. Visit alzheimer.ca and donate today.
This is 93.5 CHMR FM.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI on Belle Island, VOBB in Bombay. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
We now return to a special presentation of the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the J. Terry Hines Story. Now, when he was just 17 years old, Terry began a three-year stint in the military service. He's now going to tell you about that and his involvement with CBC Radio Talent Contests.
I spent 3 years in the service, too. 58, 59, 60.
You went in at 17 years old.
Yeah.
Where were you stationed?
I was stationed in Shiloh.
Where's that?
Winnipeg, and Shiloh's in Manitoba. Spent 6 months there. The Petawawa was my main camp. I did a show for CBC when I was in Shiloh. I came in second. A girl twirling a baton came in first. At the time, every time we went somewhere and there was a piano, I was down on the piano, banging the piano. So the bass people seen it, and they were looking for talent to bring into the CBC's something like Tiny Talent, but it was a talent show.
And you sang?
Yeah.
What did you sing?
Blueberry Hill.
And where did you finish second?
I was in five or it could have been six contests over the 3 years that I was in the service, fairs they used to have then in the 50s, right? They always had a amateur thing you got up, and I always came in second. I always came in second to some kid who played the juice harp or step dance or throw the baton. It was like a fair, like a garden party.
Yeah.
And we didn't care because it was always cash. And being young fellas then, if you won $10, that was a weekend of frolicking.
And what were you doing? Like, okay, you mentioned you sang Blueberry Hill at one of those. Were you singing all the time? Or
yeah.
Did you didn't do
I play guitar and for, I think I was do some Buddy Holly tune. Whatever was popular on the radio, you try to do one of those tunes because everybody recognized it and you got a bigger hand.
I think Pat March mentioned in his book Ravon that you did the song. I
won a contest with Ravon.
Yeah.
Oh, well, help, yeah.
After 3 years in the service, Terry returned to his old stomping grounds in the Stephenville area. He now tells you what he did when he returned home.
I went to work with the Americans until I came in here. I was in the radar maintenance bunch, Pine Tree Run, climb towers and stuff like that.
Was there anything happening musically while you're?
Oh yeah, that's when I'm playing music.
With who?
With the Big Beats, and the Shindigs, and the Stringbusters. It was great. Life was good. And when we weren't doing that, we were playing ball.
Oh yeah. What kind of venues would you have been playing?
All the clubs. We had a lot of clubs out there in those days. It was like here, there was lots of places to play. And if you were a good man, everybody was after you. So you were always playing. I don't think we went one weekend we didn't play. You had to hide if you wanted to have a weekend off. We had the distinction also of probably being the first variety show. Myself and Brother Tom, and we used to get the best of the musicians in town, and the Americans used to put on a variety show on Harmon Field.
When was it?
It had to be 61.
After you came back from the Armed Forces?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They used to put on, they decided to put on a variety show, and we'd get, sometimes there could be 8 or 9 musicians on the show. Whatever we could get on, they didn't care because they paid who was ever on. But the mainstay of the show was myself, Brother Tom, Jerry Famage played lead, and Roddy played the drums. And the first show we did, Roddy played lead. That was before the Shindigs.
Yes, yeah.
And Roddy was the lead guitar player in the first Shindigs.
Right.
And then Jerry came home. And they switched around. Yeah, I was the last lead singer with them.
I got a recording of the Shindigs with you singing lead one song.
Yeah.
High Heel Sneakers, maybe?
Yeah, could be.
Are you doing that?
Put on a race, baby, cause we're going out tonight. Some fool may wanna fight. Put on your high heel sneakers. On a wet soft wing hair on your head. Tell what I say. Put on your high heel sneakers. A wet soft wing hair on your head. And yes, I know.
Recorded live at Harmon Air Force Base radio station in the early 1960s, that was the Shindigs with J. Terry Hines on vocals, High Heel Sneakers. Now, in the mid-1960s, Terry was off to St. John's to work, to play ball, and to check out the music scene. Well, he did play ball, and he did make music, but he never got around to working. Terry and his musical partner in crime, Gary Tilley, now explain what happened to Terry in St. John's.
Actually, I came in here to go to work for, I didn't go to work with Air Canada, Eastern Provincial Airways at the time, and play ball.
What were you doing with Eastern Provincial Airways?
I did everything from landing planes to loading it. Chief forklift operator.
I see. When you say you're playing ball, what kind of ball is that?
Baseball. Mm-hmm. I played here with Holy Cross. When I came in here, I don't know if I was here 2 days, I ran into Gary. They're looking for a lead singer. Into the working with Eastern Provincial. I couldn't work and play too.
So you were going to... You know, your intention was to come into St. John's to work with Eastern Provincial Airways.
And
now Gary too.
And play ball. Right. But I never got to Eastern Provincial. I played ball. And I had an arrangement with them too. Sometimes I had to leave around the 7 or 8 inning. We had to go and play.
We were all interested in black music, rhythm and blues stuff, and we couldn't find anybody around here who sang that type of music or was really into it as we were. We listened to that stuff constantly. And all of a sudden, Terry comes to town. Now, I knew of Terry through Tommy, his brother, and he was telling me Terry was a rock and roll and a blues singer, rhythm and blues singer, and of course, when he came to town, I ran into him. I said, we got a singer.
Yeah. And that's the voice of Gary Tilley you've been listening to, who's joined in on the conversation now with myself, Wayne Tucker, and Terry Hines.
Next, Gary and Terry talk about the Ravens, another top band in St. John's at the time. They also speak about their appearances on the Art Andrews Dance Party, and you'll hear a rare recording of J. Terry Hines singing with the Lincolns on the dance party. They'll do a soulful version of the pop standard, You Are My Sunshine. And if you listen closely to this, you'll catch the voice of Art Andrews at the end of the clip.
If you wanted to make a comparison, the Ravens were kind of they were more like the Beatles, we were more like the Rolling Stones. You wanted to make a comparison? Right. We were a little edgier, a little rawer, and a little jammier than they were. Like sometimes we'd be playing tunes, Terry'd be singing, and we'd get into a groove. I mean, we could be playing 6-7 minutes on the same song. No problem.
We had a sax player also. Nobody else in town had
Gus
a sax.
Quinn. And we had a Hammond organ. Dave Young played the Hammond organ. It was a fabulous band, actually. That would have been early 60s, that kind of...
Yeah, it was 64, I think, somewhere around there.
Yeah, we played quite a bit on the Art Andrews Dance Party. But he was a great help to a lot of these younger bands starting off.
Yeah, and he was a good friend. But we had one Battle of the Bands. We won, and that was one of the part of the deals. You got to play on Art's show, and we opened for Bobby Curtola and stuff like that, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
The other night... And it's deeper in the head. You held you in my arms. When I woke up, found out I was mistaken. Well, I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Oh, you make me happy when my skies are gray. Oh, you never know just how much I love you. But don't take my sunshine away. You told me once that you really love me. Nobody else ever did my pain. Oh, when I found you, baby, I found you with another. Oh, yeah. Well, I
that way. Say you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Oh, you make your daddy happy when the sky's gray. You never, never, never know how much your daddy really loves you. Oh, don't I think, yeah, yeah, my sunshine way. Oh, play it, baby. My place, yeah. But now you went away, left me for another. Yeah. But don't take my sunshine away.
There we go. Something called "You Are My Sunshine." We gotta hurry and do something right away, Jerry.
I'm Wayne Tucker, and you're listening to a special presentation of the Newfound Records Radio Hour today, the J. Terry Hines Story. Now, in the mid-1960s, like many Newfoundlanders at that time, Terry was off to seek greener pastures on the mainland. His first stop was Montreal, where he worked for Air Canada. Then after that, he moved to Toronto and worked for de Havilland Aircraft. Now, de Havilland, they actually recruited him not so much because of his work credentials, and neither were they looking for a singer in their band. They were looking for a player for the baseball team. And Terry was their man. While in Toronto, he reconnected with his musical buddy from Stephenville, Armand White. This led to the formation of a couple of bands, most notably Magnetic Force and Band X. By 1970, Terry had also reconnected with another musical buddy from back home, Roddy LaPrayer, also known as Roddy Lee. It was Roddy who got Terry involved with Newfoundland's favorite son, Harry Hibbs. Now, at that time, Harry was at the peak of his fame and star of his own TV series called At the Caribou. Before long, Terry was hosting that show and performing with the house band Shrimp Cocktail. Once again, J. Terry Hines.
As you know, Roddy LaPrayer, or Roddy Lee, was a very good friend of mine. We're like brothers. He got a hold of me and said they were doing a new show, a Harry Hibbs show. I didn't know who Harry Hibbs was. And he told me he was an accordion player, and I was saying to Roddy, I said, "Well, when do you start playing with an accordion player?" And he told me with a show, "Come on down and see it." I went down and saw it. After the show, they had a little get together, and I sang a couple of songs. And when I took the TV show, I had to pack it all in because it was too demanding, because we used to do the audio in Hamilton and the video in Toronto. We did
it. What do you mean by that?
CHCH studio.
Wasn't it both done the same time?
Everybody lip synced except Terry. I cannot lip sync. I don't sing the same song the same way twice. And when they found that out, I was the only one. Music and everything is all done. I just stood up and sang. Live. I was the only live performer on the show. Everybody else lip synced.
But it was done in front of a live audience.
Yeah, but you would know. On all my songs, I didn't lip sync. I drove everybody nuts trying to get it to fit in. And I tell you, I tried my best. I never really had to change my music too much. I didn't do a lot of black stuff that with Harry Hibbs and them. But when we had our own band with Harry, we used to do a little bit of everything. Now, we did stuff, Tree Dog Night, we did stuff off of Paul McCartney's Uncle Albert album.
And the Harry Hibbs show?
No, but when we'd be opening for Harry. We used to open for Harry.
At live performances?
Yeah. Commander, we used to do a show. Harry'd come on and do his show, and normally we would end off with a dance. Mm. And then during the dance, Harry would sashay out on the on the stage and play a couple of more tunes, and everybody would be happy.
Tell me what it felt like. Were you pinching yourself at times, thinking, "Is this happening to me?"
I was used to crowds. It wasn't wasn't something that I just started doing. I was playing in front of crowds from the time I was 15 years old, and playing baseball and everything else. You always had crowds. You were always under pressure.
The program that I saw on YouTube, you seem to be quite relaxed as a host. You know, you seem to be quite comfortable with the whole scene.
Yes.
There. Because Harry Hibbs was huge in those days.
Yeah.
I mean, we've only mentioned him in passing, really.
One of my best friends.
And, you were talking late 60s, early 70s here, and that was his golden age. I mean, he was, I've heard it said by people who are in the know, I think, that he was outselling all other Canadian recording artists for a period of time.
For 3 years, nobody outsold Harry. Yeah, sure, 20,000 people at a concert in Boston.
Were you playing that?
Yeah.
20,000?
We wheeled him in a dory. We rolled him right down the center, right up to the stage in a green dory.
But he was wildly popular, and here you were right in the midst of all this. And
Yes. I spent 3 years on the road with him. Manny Majumber, Sean Majumber, the comedian's father, he was our roadman. He was our manager.
Oh, I see.
For years, yeah.
Right.
Really good friend, and if you're listening to this, man, I will be calling you.
How long did your time with Harry Hibbs last? How many shows did you do? How many television shows?
Geez, I can't remember. We did a season, so that was, 13? We did a couple of seasons, I think.
So, I've seen the figure 26 mentioned.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, let's hear a few tunes from Terry. First, another track from his first single, released in 1970. You heard the B-side a little earlier, and now you're going to hear a song that he wrote about the Caribou Club. And back-to-back with that, you'll hear a tune taken from a broadcast of Harry Hibbs' TV show that aired in 1972, and I'll let Terry introduce that one himself.
Day after day, more news come up this way. Hey, don't you tell old Joey, the whole place sneaking away. On the go. Hey, don't you tell no one, we're taking over Toronto. We got our own place to go. We got our own TV show. You can drink your beer from the canister that nobody gives a damn. You can drink your beer from the canyon with friends from Newfoundland. Day after day, don't know if he's come up this way. Hey, don't you tell old Joey, the whole place sneaking away. We got this pretty good. Our fridge is full of food. Oh, but this time of the year I miss the smell of homebrew beer. Yeah. Hey, this time of the year I miss the smell of homebrew beer. Hey, don't you know, more newbies here on the go. Hey, don't you tell no one we're taking over Toronto. Don't you miss your oilskin suits, your old man's rubber boots. Yeah, I can't take any more, I need to walk along the shore. I can't think anymore, we'll need to walk along the shore. Day after day, more newbies come up this way. Hey, don't you tell old Joey, the whole place sneaking away. Oh, but all in fun, don't you wish you was home, my son? Yes, if they better the pay, I would leave and go today. I said, yes, if they put up the pay, I would leave and go today. Hey, don't you know, more newbies here on the go. Taking over Toronto. And if you want something to do, come on down to the Caribou. You can do anything you want, even do the newbie stomp. You can do anything you want, even do the newbie stomp. Day after day, more newbies come on this way. Hey, don't you tell old Joey, the whole place sneaking away. Hey, don't you know, more newbies here on the go.
And I'm going to do an old Jerry Lee news horn for you right now. You win the game.
The news is out all over town. Then you've been seen out running.
never feel what heart but mine. Trust in you, while my grief's here. What can I do? You win again. Oh, sadly, Rosie.
Another short break. On the other side, Terry Hines will tell you about a song that he wrote and recorded but refused to perform.
Yep.
What do you add, everyone? This is Ricky Duggan, and I'm the host of Shed Talk here on CHMR. Every Tuesday at 10, I'll be talking about all of the news and topics you'd hear about out in a shed with your buddies. So tune in every Tuesday morning at 10. It's a best kind kind of time.
The Placentia Institute of Newfoundland Studies invites you to help compile the region's heritage by sharing your old photographs. They're looking for photos of people, places, and events, or any treasures you can find. Areas of interest are the islands of Placentia Bay, Branch to Petit Fort, and all places in between. For more info, please contact Anita O'Keefe at 709-227-2151, extension 243, or email her culturaloffice@placentia.ca. This announcement has been a public service of 93.5 CHMR FM.
This is 93.5 CHMR FM.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB, Bombay, CJBI on Belle Island. Be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca, and listen to the most recent programs whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
We now return to a special presentation of the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the J. Terry Hines story. Now, when Terry first became involved with Harry Hibbs' TV show, he continued to perform with rhythm and blues bands like Band X. And that band released a 45 RPM single in 1971. The A side of it was Terry's own composition, Crazy Lover from Newfoundland. But it's a song which Terry refused to perform. Here he is to tell you about it.
I wrote that song for Roy Payne.
Just tell me about it.
I wrote it for Roy and Ray Kent. who was Harry's manager and producer of most of the stuff, heard the song and he said, no, he said, don't be giving that to Roy Payne. He said, you got to do that. I never liked the song.
Yes.
I wrote that with Roy in mind, looking at Roy, because at the time, Roy was the crazy lover from Newfoundland at the time. He was the man. Good buddy. I sang it a few times and that was it. I refuse to sing it anymore.
I believe you've been expecting me, honey. Well, here I am. Cut out all your talking, baby. You know who I am. Well, I'm that crazy lover from Newfoundland. Yeah. Sure as the sun shines and the rain falls, when I turn you on, you're gonna blow your mind. I said, honey, don't you worry anymore. The man you want, you'll walk inside your door. Smile for me, my lovey, give me your hand. Take a little ride to Newfoundland. Hello, baby. Come sit yourself down. Take the phone off the hook, you ain't gonna be needing it.
Oh, dear. I hope Terry forgives me for playing that segment of that little bit of nonsense, but maybe now you can see why it wasn't one of his own faves. Not one of mine either, I must say. Now, when Terry's stint with Harry Hibbs ran its course, Terry took a little break from the music business. He and Gary Tilley now explain what happened next.
I was taking a hiatus from the music. Gary was working for an advertising firm. I started to go and do some work with the advertising firm, and next thing you know, we were...
You were all musical buddies from the Lincoln days.
When Gary came to town, we were still running music through our head that way I'd already played. And then we got Brother Tom to come to town.
Tommy was in Labrador. And we got Tommy, Terry and I had been fooling around, jamming some tunes and stuff. And we did a couple of gigs outside Toronto. Then we decided, well, we'd get Tommy to see if Tommy would come down and we'd get a little trio on the go, guitar, drums, and bass, piano. But Tommy had an incredible left-hand bass on the piano. Right. So we had an amazing little trio going.
And what were you calling yourselves?
We played for a while with no name, but we named the band in Orangeville, Ontario. The guy said he needed a name for the band, and said everybody was having such a good time, we'll call it J. Terry Hines and Good Time.
The first time we played together as three of us, we had no equipment, nothing. So we got a job at a place called the Robin Hood Inn. And it was a nice little bar, kind of a rock and roll bar. A lot of people used to play there in Toronto. So anyway, the guy gave us a shot at it. So we rented all the equipment, PA, drums, guitars, pianos, everything. We had nothing. So we rented all the gear, and we got in there, and he wanted us on for Wednesday to Sunday. So no one knew who we were. So the first night we went in there, there was the regular crowd there around the bar, you know. And the next night, that was Wednesday night. Thursday night, the place was kind of full. Friday night, they were dancing on the tables and cheers. It was crazy. The guy couldn't believe it.
No.
So anyway, at the end of the gig, he was really happy with the band wanted us back and all that. And we were sort of talking about that. Yeah, we'll come back here and maybe do a little house gig. It was those days of house gigs, right? He said, would you guys like something to eat now before you go? And we were packing up. And he said, sure, no problem. He said, well, I'll get the cook to make up some sandwiches and things like that. And they had a little dining room there as well. I said, great, you know. Would you like a beer? Yeah, he said, well, we'll get a couple of jugs of draft for you with the sandwiches. And we were all sitting around. And then he came down with the bill. It was so funny. Anyway, it ended up, by the time the night was over, paying for the beer and the sandwiches and the equipment, I think we were in the hole about $100.
Yeah, cost of money. Well,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had fun.
Yeah. It was fabulous.
So this was the beginnings of Good Time?
Yep. Yeah.
And you guys still had your day jobs?
No, we abandoned all that.
Gary and I had more of a leeway because we were working with the advertising people and you had all your own hours. As long as you sold something once in a while, everybody was happy, but then we packed it in. We went to Orangeville.
Where's that?
That changed in Ontario. It's about an hour out of Toronto at the time.
Up the 400 highway.
Mm-hmm. And we became the house band there.
We is who?
Me, Tommy, and
just
Gary.
Just the two of you. Three of us. Good time.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. That's where we had the name. We had no name before that. It was just Terry Hines. And when we got in Orangeville, the guy said, well, we got to put something on the sign.
Right? He had a marquee. Yeah. Put up a marquee. We had to get something out there. We weren't the Bars band. We were Orangeville's band when we did that album. That was done by an artist, friend of ours from Denmark or someplace
Casey,
from.
Yeah.
Yeah. What Terry is talking about
did
is
the, artwork,
album Good Time.
That's a fine piece of art on that album.
I've been looking at that and scratching my head and wondering where the heck did that come from?
This Studio Spaceship Elephant Ears.
Yeah, Casey, he had a shop in Orangeville, yeah.
It just says Casey, Studio Spaceship Elephant Ears.
Yeah, he always went by Casey. I never ever knew his last name.
I don't
name.
Know his last name. Nah.
It's a unique cover, given the time.
Very interesting, yeah. Right? He was a great artist.
There's all kinds of things in that cover you can find.
Yeah, the more you look at it.
He was a real interesting guy, but he really liked the band.
We done this album primarily from 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we did several goes at it, but we finished playing. We mostly outside of Toronto, and then we'd drive into Toronto, go to Sound Canada, Art Snyder Studio, and we'd probably work at this till daylight, and then we'd go get something to eat and crash out and fall asleep. Drive back to the gig at night. It was a crazy time. But we were listening to the playbacks of the tunes and stuff, Terry and I, and we were thinking, like, this needs something. And Mickey Andrews was a good friend of Terry's. Mickey was a steel player.
Dobro, too, yeah.
And Dobro, fabulous player. Played on everybody's sessions, he was one of those guys. And we got Mickey to come in. We thought maybe we could put on some of the tunes, just some steel and Dobro, maybe. And we got fooling around with an effects pedal and a fuzz box, right? And we had the steel running through the fuzz box. Well, it was the most interesting sound that I've heard in a long time. So all the guitar solos that are on this are all actually on steel running through the fuzz box. So it was quite interesting.
Broke up in the fall. That's the way they say life is. It makes no sense at all. Lord, I'll ask the question, where will it all end? I try to live the righteous way, but the devil keeps it creeping in. Oh Lord, I'm going home. I just crawled up from the river of sin, but you tried to save my soul. Man, and he stabbed me in the back. It's hard to understand the path you've been for me. It seems each turn I take in life, I want to soar in up the street. Oh Lord, I'm a going low. I just called up from the river of sin, would you try to save my soul? Around the heart of our work, some other man come underneath my breath. I don't mean to push you, but if you're gonna help this man, give me a sign, let your light shine the way to the promised land. Oh Lord, I'm going home. Just call up from the river of sin, try to save my soul. Oh Lord, I'm going home. I just call up.
You're listening to a special presentation of the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the J. Terry Hines Story. I'm Wayne Tucker.
Now by 1976, the Good Time Trio had added Gary Tilley's brother Glenn to the band. They recorded an album which bore the band's new name, Scruncheons. Gary and Terry now talk about that, and then we'll go right into what is probably my favorite track from the Scruncheons LP, Terry's own composition, the lovely You're Still Gone.
Scruncheons was the two brothers, myself and my brother Tom, and Gary and his brother Glenn.
So it's essentially the same as A Good Time with Glenn at it, I guess.
Yeah.
And maybe
we changed the group, and we changed the name.
Our sound had changed a bit by that time.
In what way?
Well, we added a bass player for starters, which we didn't have before.
And we were doing a lot of harmony tunes and doo-wop stuff.
Right. And just the overall sound of the band changed because the piano, which was so prominent before in all the bass lines and everything, was more playing now the fancy
more
fills
playing,
and
yeah.
stuff like that, because we had a bass now that was doing all this bass, and my brother Glenn played bass.
You walked out and left me here this morning, but somehow I can't bring myself to believe that you're gone. And now the morning dew has left a meadow. I reach out for you and you're gone. I met you one cold and rainy one day in a little place on the outskirts of some forgotten town. You know we talked, but I don't recall the conversation. I only know the next day, you were with me. And I remember the good times we had. Now I'm left so blue and sad. I'd give anything I own for tomorrow, if I could see and touch you, just hold you once again. But yesterday it seems it was tomorrow. I still reach out for you. You're still gone. I remember the good times we had. Now I'm left so blue and sad.
The band Scruncheons was a big hit and spent the next 7 years playing, mostly throughout Western Canada. During that time, the band's personnel changed several times, and by 1983, Scruncheons had run its course. J. Terry Hines took a day job in communications, and he and brother Tommy continued to play occasional conventions and the like. By 2007, Terry had landed in Nova Scotia. He drove a cab and continued to play some gigs. Now, I was pleased to learn that Terry recently moved to St. John's and hopes to put a dance band together, and he wants to make a record of original tunes. So watch out for all of that. Now, to close the show, a live performance of Terry singing one of my favorites of his own composition, Calling of the Sea. Terry recorded this live at the CHMR studio, and as you're about to hear, at 74, he's still got it. Here is Terry Hines.
I wanted to write a song about home. I guess feeling a little melancholy, I suppose, and I didn't want it to sound like every Newfoundland song. Not that there's anything wrong with Newfoundland, mm-hmm. way we do it, but I want it to sound kind of a little bit more Cajun type thing, and I've always imagined an accordion in it, so that'll be coming. Yeah. One day I'm talking to myself, trying to put my mind at ease. As I talk, my thoughts wander back in time to my days spent by the sea. 41, I got the call. At the crossing, I did fall. As I lay resting in my mother's arms, I got that calling from the sea. Don't know how long I will stay. Return again, I will, to the bay. Once a year, I get this tingling in my veins. I get that calling from the sea. Once in a while when I retract, my daddy placed me on his back. We go fishing in a place called Muddy Bar Swamp that flows gently to the sea. Remember my days on Parson's Bank, in the old road where we played. There's a time old brother Tom and me played a little hooky by the sea. Don't know how long I will stay. Return again I will to the bay. Once a year I get this tingling in my vein. I get this calling from the sea. I get that calling from the sea. Get that calling from the sea.
Okay, unfortunately you've run out of time. I'm Wayne Tucker, and you've been listening to the J. Terry Hines story today. I thoroughly enjoyed putting this show together, and I want to thank Terry and Gary for the great interview. Also, a special thanks to Gary for providing Lincoln's recordings. You're listening to one of them in the background right now. I took the song by the Shindigs from the CBC radio production Not Bad for Local, which first aired in 1984, and I want to thank Greg Dodd. He came up with a copy of Terry's first single. That's really hard to find, and I played both sides of it today. Well, thanks for joining me, and I hope you tune in again next week for another special show, a tribute to Dick Nolan, who, now this is hard to believe, passed away 10, T-E-N, years ago. Until next week, bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday at noon.
There it is.